Yes, I get that we're online, but can you stop calling it the web? It's making me nauseous.
We're going live, Mr. Jameson.
What? Are we live? Good. Did you plug the book? No? You're fired! Get out! Now, let's educate some people. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me today. Here on Just the Facts with your friend J. Jonah Jay. This city's at a tipping point. It could go either way. But I'm not one to disappoint. I've got a lot to say about a hero. A man who loves this city like a son. Shooting through the air and looking out for everyone. Bringing hope and light and justice to a city that had none. And his name's J. Jonah Jameson. You're welcome. Let's move on. To a menace, a monster, a blight upon our streets. Of course I am referring to that spider-donning freak. Don't let him fool you. No, it's not quiet, it's not peaceful. It's disaster on the brink. So wake up and listen, people. There's an evil hiding out there. Anyone could be that web-slinger. Trust me, I once hired a guy to hike. He was a dead ringer. Is Spider-Man again? He needs a rest with no parole. This guy's shenanigans require a little pest control.
That's all, so tune in again. We got the news and the views on which you can depend. If you see him, you can log in and send in all your pictures. Pictures of Spider-Man. Our city has a way of life to defend. So we're here to tell your neighborhood he isn't your friend. And if you see a hero, you should really amend your pictures.
Pictures of Spider-Man. I hate to say it, but we can't ignore the failures. Our city's top committees won't investigate his alias. Sure, Fisk is out the picture, but a 100-mile radius of thugs and goons and hooligans will make the public pay for it. Who are we to say that our city should be trusted to the flavor of the day dispensing daredevil justice? The next crazy cape crusader out to punish folks for fun? It's unthinkable when we've already got a force we funded. The fact is, folks, your taxes don't do jack for stopping crime. Now they're spent to fix the messes that these loonies leave behind. Full confession, yes, the Scorpion, well, he is one of mine. But it was all in good intention that he went and undermined. We need an iron fist, some discipline to set things right. A weak slap on the wrist won't keep you safe on misty nights. I'm sure every cop for miles, morale is out of sight. As our forces forced to watch while spandex cycles fight the fight. So we ship them off to prison when they level blocks in battle. On some package cruise for villains plunging public funds for travel. Sure, they may look caged, but the truth is we're just saddled. So I ask you listeners, now we've bought the raft, where's the paddle?
That's all, so tune in again. We got the news and the views on which you can depend. If you see him, you can log in and send us all your pictures. Pictures of Spider-Man. The super nuisance tours are more than immense. So maybe you should view him through an alternate lens. We're horrified at all of the positive comments on your pictures. Pictures of Spider-Man.
I've seen Spidey protect this city. Last Monday, I got jumped and mugged. Trust me, they could have killed me. When suddenly, this muscular stud in the tightest suit saved me first, gave me my purse, and strung the thugs up by their boots.
Well, now that's a lovely story, but did you not deduce that maybe Spider-Man and all those thugs are in cahoots?
Wait, did you just say cahoots?
Yes, I did, and it's the truth. Nah. With that spider on our ceiling, private crime is through the roof. Next!
Hello. Hi, is this the right number of that blathering idiot spinning belittering heroes and making me wonder? Did you not see that bank heist? Spider-Man knocked out his lights. I can't believe you have the nerve to mock those who do us right.
Yes, the bank was already in trouble. Then the spider shows up with the scuffle. Might he have taken the fight outside and crushing the lobby to rubble? Stopping a robbery, or was he just showing off at the cost of the job and the property? Dropped all that concrete on top of the robber and still didn't bother to finish him properly. Next!
Yeah, hi, I'm trying to find out why you're so riled up half of the time now. Couldn't you present a better argument if you were calm instead of getting farther into a belligerent position in which refusing to listen to listeners' differing views is the thing that you're choosing to do even when they've just proven the truth you just interrupt?
Another caller tries to tell me how to do my job. When I holler, it's not out of anger, no, it's out of love! For this city, for its people! But if you just think I'm ticked off, turn over to that hero-loving Hellcat hosting Trish Talk.
That's all, so tune in again, we've got the news and the views on which you can depend. If you see him, you can log in and send us all your pictures. Pictures of Spider-Man. If you're delusional, then you can pretend that our city is a victim of a dangerous trend. But if you've been afflicted, then of course you can send your pictures.
pictures was a Spider-Man. Non-lethal? That's just fine. You just hung him up in a bundle of twine till our city's window cleaners find him 10 floors up in 10 months' time. Lots of few corpses glued under roofs in his YouTube movies get millions of views. That the hoodlum puts on a match just proves that he's not paying tax on the ad revenue. The fact is the impact of this dander acting can be tracked back to the day that he landed. From the mask of the bad guy's adaptive and he's a madman he manufactures. Hack is the last thing that we need. Now sentient sand and nasty bees. Lizards, wizards, can't we see that spiders like a jam disease? Call me traditional. I do things by the book. But if you like the truth, my friend, well, you can buy the book. Violence shook and sides were took, yet some would love them off the hook. I guess I shouldn't be surprised if sheep will follow crooks. You're left with vigilantes when you let crime get away. So when will Spider-Man see that the freaks have had their day? If it were up to me, folks, if I truly had my way, I'd simply snap my fingers and they'd all just go away. You, you still here? Good, you're rehired. Give me a coffee and then fire yourself again. Amateurs.
J. Jonah Jameson here. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Just the Facts. And of course, thank you to all of our Conners as well. If you enjoyed the show, then why not check out the playlist of the other episodes? And of course, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, like the video, and leave me a comment telling me how much Spider-Man has ruined your life. You can always check out the store. I'm afraid we are out of copies of my best-selling expose, but we do have a surplus of t-shirts and mugs with some weird sideburn guy on them. You! You're fired!